is a Fox News alert. A lot still unknown in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady. About 24 hours after Ian made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, search crews are rescuing stranded homeowners from flood zones and searching miles of debris where homes are reduced to rubble.
They're wondering what's going to be left. What's going to be left when they get to go home, quote unquote, home? Or even if they have a home to go to.
President Biden pledging help for as long as Florida needs it, visiting FEMA headquarters in Washington as the FEMA chief prepares to visit Florida tomorrow. Another top priority is restoring power to more than 2 million people.
We've got a huge amount of resources that have been brought to bear to be able to do that, and we're going to continue doing it. This is going to be a 24/7 operation because we realize how important it is.
Governor Ron DeSantis holding his latest briefing just a short time ago. Ian caused more damage and flooding as a tropical storm in central and northeast Florida while pushing into the Atlantic today. It's now bearing down on Georgia and South Carolina. The U.S. Senate just passing a stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown tomorrow night.
The short-term spending bill extends current government funding into mid-December and boosts military and economic support for Ukraine. A bipartisan Senate vote, 72-25, sends the bill to the Democrat-led House ahead of a Friday night funding deadline. Prospects for the continuing resolution improved greatly after West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin agreed to drop a provision speeding up approval of energy projects and a home state pipeline that drew opposition from members of both parties. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The bill still needs final approval from the House before heading to the president's desk. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's down 646 points amid renewed concern about inflation-fighting efforts. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A fourth leak confirmed in pipelines running from Russia to Europe, with NATO warning of retaliation for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its 30 member countries.
The mystery of who blew four holes in two Russian gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea continues to perplex politicians in Europe. Pretty much everyone is calling it sabotage, but it's not clear who did the sabotaging or why. More fingers point to Russia than anyone else at this point, with no evidence but suggestions that the acts caused further panic among energy consumers and therefore can lead to price rises, and hence this all works well as a strategy in Vladimir Putin's hybrid war.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. President Putin is also pointing fingers, calling the leaks unprecedented sabotage and an act of international terrorism. This as Russia prepares to annex more of Ukraine, with celebrations planned tomorrow in four occupied territories. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterating today the U.S. will never recognize the annexation, saying the recent votes in those areas amount to a further attempt at a land grab. Hurricane Ian could have ripple effects around the U.S. on food prices.
When Hurricane Ian crossed Polk County yesterday in central Florida, it went over top of the Mosaic Company's phosphate rock mine. Phosphate, a huge element in multiple different fertilizers. Fertilizer prices already high because of the situation in Russia and supply chain problems in China. And according to Emily Moquin, an analyst at Morning Consult, this will not help already high food prices.
When you go all the way back to, you know, impacting fertilizer potentially, then it will sort of trickle down through the system and potentially impact food prices.
Out here on the farm, it is harvest time. Not a huge need for fertilizer right now, but production does continue all year long, and any kind of shutdown has a negative impact.
Fox Business's Jeff Flock in Warminster, Pennsylvania. Again, the Dow's down more than 600. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.